Each day we wake up and we try another day, don't we? We look at ourselves in the mirror and we say, this is going to be the best day ever. Or we look at ourselves in the mirror and we say, I'm just going to try to get through this one. And so at end of days, how do we know that it was the last day? How do we tell ourselves that today, in this moment, that we've done enough with this day? I look around my life each day and I see myself as a 61-year-old woman. And I think I've done well. I see myself doing headstands. I see myself, you know, creating this podcast. I've birthed children, obviously, and I'm embarking on this new adventure. But, you know, there's always a big part of my day, isn't it, that's tapping myself on the shoulder and saying, you know, you've done a pretty shitty job today. There is so much more that you could be doing with your life. And what about you, friends? When you look around the landscape of your life today, in this moment, what more could you be doing? And does that mean we need to be maximizing on every breath? Well, of course it does, because what if this is your last breath? Did you spend it well? When you look at your best friend and you get the phone call, you know, your best friend is about to die and you race over there and you're trying to think of the most important thing you would say to your best friend and in his last breath. Well, who's your best friend if not the person in the mirror that you see every day? And so what do you tell your best friend in the mirror in this moment? What do you tell your best friend in the mirror every moment of every day? Do you give that best friend yourself, your own heart, your own spirit, your own soul? What do you give to yourself? Or are you constantly taking? Do you take from this thing called body every day and refuse to give it back? Do you even know how to take a deep breath? Just like that look that you take in the mirror each morning. So here we are. We've arrived at this place, haven't we? It's just us in our body. And here we are in our last breath on our last day on planet Earth. And so what do we say? Have we done enough? Ask yourself now. Have I done enough for myself? And is that voice that's always tapping you on the shoulder, that voice, is that your mother's voice? Is it your father's voice? You know, is that school teacher, that nun that shook the shit out of you in grade 5? Like, who is that voice that's telling you you're not enough today? And when I said to you, this is your last moment, this is your last breath, you're looking in the mirror, you're hearing yourself, and have you done enough? Was the auto response, I haven't done enough? And who is that voice? Who is that voice that's always saying, this isn't enough? And is that the voice you're going to hear in your last breath on your last day? Because that voice is long gone. That voice lives only in you and through you. So why don't we give that voice a new voice today? If that voice were the voice of love, if that voice were the voice of love that reaches out to that child in grade 5 that still lives within you in every breath, you know, or even that 5-year-old that was abused, or even that young man whose marriage fell apart, or that young woman who felt very alone in childbirth, you know, whoever that person is inside you that struggles each day, that parent that just can't seem to get it right with their children, that mother who's heartbroken because she's lost a child, that father who's struggling to make ends meet, whoever that is in that mirror today, what love are you giving that person in this moment? Only you can heal you. Hear my words. Only you can heal you. I can help to give you instruction, but are you willing to take it? And what about you today, friends? Who's that voice in your ear? Do more. You're not enough. Well, when is enough enough? When is enough enough? When do you look around your life? In fact, you know, do it today. Do it now. Look around your life right now and say, enough. I love enough. I work enough. I breathe enough. Oh, do you want to say that? I have breathed enough that I'm ready to breathe my last breath in this moment? Because unless and until you're ready to say that, you need to find a new day, don't you? You need to find a new way. Because if you can't lay down your body and die in this breath, you need to change the way you're living. At the dying breath, you need to be able to look at yourself in the mirror, or if there is no mirror, if that, you know, if that freight train's coming at you and you know in this instant that it's about to splatter you, you need to know, I am enough. I am happy to shuffle off this mortal coil. And if you hear my voice right now and you know I am not enough, I don't want to die in this breath, then ask yourself this question. What do I need to do? What do I want? What do I love? Who do I need to see more of? Who do I need to see less of? What do I need to do, be, hear, sing, follow, dance, strive, thrive, to be at my dying breath in this moment and feel more alive than I have ever felt in my life? Why? In gratitude. In gratitude for what I have been given and how I've chosen to use it. Not because some nun tells you you need to be more or do more. Not because your mother's voice is cracking the whip over you. Not because, you know, that abusive husband or the man you love right now or the child that's looking at you needily across the table. Or when we tell ourselves that we are giving, are we really giving? Are we sucking the lifeblood out of our lives? Where is the love? Where is the love? Unless and until, my friends, unless and until you feel the love right now and you know you are enough, you need to take a new breath. You need to take a breath in willingness. You need to listen. You need to listen to the call. And what do I refer to when I say the call? We all know that we are given altitude, I'm going to call it. We are given a higher space in which to move. We can move into that space, and sure, it's going to be harder to breathe. You know, we're moving out of our comfort zone. We're going to be struggling. We're going to be moving more oxygen into our lungs the way I do when I'm upside down in a headstand. And how do we continue to move at that higher altitude? Well, we have to train ourselves. We have to practice. And so unless and until we're practicing in this breath to move into our last breath, we're not ready for it, are we? And so, friends, look around your life in this breath and answer this question silently within your heart, within your spirit. What do I want more of in my life? What do I want more of in my life? And if I have to take action on it in this moment to create the practice of it, what can I do? And what am I willing to do? Because unless and until the willingness is there, we will not learn how to move into our last breath in gratitude at that achievement, if you want to call it, that is at higher altitude, doing more of what we want, loving our last breath, throwing our hands up into the air in triumph for how we have chosen to use this life. Bowing our heads in gratitude for how we have chosen to use this body as a tool to reach the place that we have reached when we reach our last breath. And most of all, we kind of shake hands with ourselves, don't we? We shake hands with ourselves, this divine spirit within us that called to us that day. And the call is a whisper. The call is quiet compared to all of these distractions, social media, you know, games, television, getting in the car, going for a drive, buying something, consuming, maybe even making love if it's not really love making. The call is quiet. The call comes from within. But know this, friends, that within is connected to the divine universe. Every single creative breath that has ever breathed in creativity on planet Earth. So breathe that breath with me right now, friends. And in this breath, exhale in gratitude. Ask yourself the hard question and listen for the answer. And if you refuse to answer now, say hello to yourself. Quiet the voice that is the drill sergeant. Quiet the voice that is cracking the whip. Allow yourself to move in the spirit of beauty today, because who are you? You are divine on planet Earth. And are you going to leave your course untrodden? Are you going to leave your own hand unshaken? Are you going to leave your best friend, you, alone in your dying breath? Are you going to look in the mirror, saddened, knowing that you did less when you could have done it all, according to your own definition? Because I'll say this, friends, no one else's definition matters. No one else's definition even exists. There is only and ever you.